Welcome, Nashville. You're listening to Business as Usual, Nashville's favorite business podcast. I'm your host, Corey Frederick, manager of the Goodlettsville branch. Today, we have a couple of special guests here from Metro's Business Assistance Office, Sierra Washington and Jeremy Fry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So, Jeremy and Sierra, tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you do for the BAO.
Okay. This is Jeremy. I like to consider myself a results-driven public servant, a compliance leader. I have nearly over a decade in experience in helping businesses, especially those minority and women-owned firms, helping them navigate the government contracting and growth opportunities. My work sits at the intersection of economic development, equity, and accountability, where I ensure that our public dollars create real measurable impact in our community. What really drives me is creating access. I've seen firsthand how talented business owners can get locked out of opportunities simply because they don't understand the system or they don't have the right connections. I take pride in breaking down those barriers, whether it's through policy, partnership, or just having honest, practical conversations with entrepreneurs about how to compete and win. Beyond my professional role, I'm deeply invested in leadership and community development. I'm involved in organizations that focus on mentorship, service, and building stronger pipelines for the next generation of leaders. That perspective carries over into how I approach all business, not just transactions, but as a tool for long-term impact and generational change. And one thing I want for our listeners to take from me today is local business success isn't just about hustle. It's about strategy and relationships and understanding how to position yourself in the room. And my mission is to help people get in those rooms, and once they're there, thrive.
Very awesome. And Sierra?
Nice. Jeremy, how can I follow up after that? Hi, everyone. My name is Sierra Washington. I am a senior compliance officer and our contract compliance lead in the business assistance office. Like Jeremy, I have experience in contract compliance and government with over 5 years of experience specializing in supplier diversity and equitable contracting practices. You know, I'm pretty passionate about creating opportunities for small minority women-owned businesses. So like Jeremy said, so they can successfully compete, but also thrive in our economy. So, you know, just in the public sector, I always like to ensure that our businesses are more than equipped, but just ready.
Yeah.
Just contract ready. I like to say they're contract ready. Not just be ready to get the contract, but be ready to make the steps to make an impact in our community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, so I've heard tons about the Business Assistance Office, especially being a Metro employee myself. Could y'all tell us what the BAO is, what it offers?
So the BAO is the Business Assistance Office, or the Office of Minority and Women Business Assistance, which we were previously called. We administer multiple programs. I like to think of us as a family. We are part of procurement and finance. So what we do is we ensure that we have opportunities for not only minority and women-owned businesses, small, but all businesses that have the desire to do business with Metro. And we also hold them accountable and ensuring that they have the information that they need and the tools that they need to, in order to be successful when they want to work with Metro.
Very cool. Very cool. So what are the steps for a small business owner to start working with Metro?
That's such a great question, Corey. Thank you. So the first major step we would also always tell you is make sure you're registered to do business with Metro. And you can do that through our iSupplier system. But specifically for small businesses, we have a couple steps that you have to take. So to seek that SBE approval, we do that in-house for those. With our business development officer, Javal Watson. And there's just a couple of steps to that process. First, you'll submit your letter of affirmation, your federal tax returns, as well as your two most quarterly IRS findings. Once we receive that information, we review it. We let you know if we need any additional information. And after that, we let you know if you have that approval.
Okay. Yeah. And I would like to say, again, I know we focus highly on small businesses, but those are the steps that all businesses would take. I like to think of it as setting up a Facebook page. So if you have your general business information, address, a person of contact, you want to be able to enter that into the system. So you don't have to have all of that information ready in order to read or find out what solicitations we have available, but you do want to make sure that you have a viable business and contact information.
So one quick question for you. You said submit tax returns. If I am just starting a business and, you know, I just started my business this year, do you want experienced business applying for working with Metro? Do you have to have those tax returns or years of tax returns, or can I be a brand new business and start out with the intention of working with Metro?
You can be a brand new business with the intention of working with Metro. So, again, that's why I mentioned it's not just about the small business. Specifically, the steps that Sierra talked about was our small business approval process. Gotcha. However, if you are a new business, you have experience in that field, because we don't want to just hire somebody, I'm sure, or nobody would hire anybody without any experience doing something. Sure. So you want to have some type of business acumen in the specific field that you're operating in to do business with Metro. So
sure.
Makes at least sense. A resume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Business plan. Here's mm-hmm. my business plan.
Yeah.
So just moving right on. So what is the Equal Business Opportunity Program?
Great question. The Equal Business Opportunity Program, which we typically refer to as the EBO, is Metro Nashville's way of making sure that government contracting is actually fair and not just promised. At its core, our program creates intentional pathways for those minority and woman-owned businesses and small businesses to compete and participate in the city's contracts. Yeah. It does so by setting participation goals on projects, requiring our prime contractors to include diverse subcontractors, and then we actively monitor it throughout the life of the process or the project to ensure that those commitments are met and the real dollars turn into real work. Because sometimes you'll see people just respond. They'll try and do what we consider a pass-through. They'll list the business. But, again, we're checking. We're verifying commitment throughout the life of the project. It's not just about compliance. It's about capacity. The EBO program also helps businesses understand how to navigate procurement. So that's the business development piece we talked about, our procurement or business development officer, Javal. She helps them understand how to do business with Metro. We build relationships. So we have a number of opportunities where businesses can come in and do network. And we also offer pre-offer meetings as well. And we help them scale through public opportunities. Yeah. So like you asked us earlier, do I have to be have 2 years or could I just be starting out?
Sure.
So we just help them through that. So when you hear Equal Business Opportunity or the EBO, think of it both as accountability system and an economic engine, one that's designed to make sure our local businesses aren't overlooked, but are truly included in building and benefiting from the city's growth.
Cool. Very cool. You mentioned networking. Is there a schedule for the networking sort of opportunities that you may have?
Or? Yeah, so we do have a schedule. We try to have a monthly meeting outside of our internal monthly meetings. We have our construction roundtable, again, headed by all big construction companies in Nashville that's operating, cool. That's headed by our development officer. You can also visit our website. We list them. And if you are registered to do business with Metro or you're just interested and you put your list on our mailer, we send out a monthly notification to all of those businesses about what opportunities we have for networking.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So are there any other programs that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeremy just talked to you a bunch about our EBO program, again, our Equal Business Opportunity Program. But another program that we have is our SBE SDV program. So that is our Small Business Enterprise Service Disabled Veteran Business Program. So it's very similar to our EBO program, which again is subcontracting. However, this specific program focuses on small business as service disabled veteran business participation on those contracts as well. As we mentioned earlier, in our office, we do goal setting. Mm-hmm. So we look at the MSA, which is the Metropolitan Statistical Area, where we see the availability of the businesses that are around that can complete the work for the different projects that's being solicited through Metro. Okay. And based on those numbers, we're able to set targets for SBE participation, whether that's a requirement telling prime contractors, hey, you're required to use 15% SBE for this project, or it could be an SBE reserve project where it's required that you are utilizing SBEs that are strictly just SBEs. They can also be, you know, MBEs or WBEs, but they have to be an SBE for that prime contractor to be awarded the project as well.
Okay. Yeah. So our small business reserve, which Sierra is speaking to, we have a business or a dollar threshold. So that's those contracts that are $250,000 and below.
Yeah.
And we know that we have a large number of availability for our small businesses in Metro to perform that work. So what we want to do is be intentional about utilizing those small businesses. And the difference between our Equal Business Opportunity Program and our Small and Service Disabled Veteran Program, which Sierra highlighted, the SBE SDV program, that's at a prime level. It's not only subcontracting. So if you are a small business or a service-disabled veteran, you're given credit for your own participation or utilization, the self-performance of the work.
Okay. I know we've talked before on other podcast episodes about Veterans Business Outreach Centers. Do you ever work with them in that capacity at all?
So we do some work with GoBid. It was GoDBE at one point. They changed the name recently. So we have worked with them before about their certifications. I think it's important to note that Metro Nashville, we don't do service-disabled veterans. So we have a lot of veteran-owned businesses, but specifically our program is targeted towards service-disabled veterans. Okay. So we work with the state particularly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Very cool. So we're getting close to the end, guys. What is one piece of advice you would give to a small business owner and entrepreneur? And Sierra, do you want to go first?
I can go first. So like I said earlier, don't just focus on the contract. Get contract ready. So what that can look like is making sure you have your certifications in place, whether you're an MBE, WBE, SBE, or just at the prime level. Who doesn't hold any certifications, be ready to show your capacity. But what I like to say is most important, make sure you're building relationships, because you need those relationships to get the work done, to be a successful business, and to thrive in this economy.
Very nice.
And I think we're on the same page. I'll say the only piece or one piece of advice is don't just chase opportunities, but position yourself for them. A lot of times we know business entrepreneurs, they're busy working in the business and not working on the business. So develop those relationships, understand your next client, understand the process, and be ready so you don't have to get ready.
Sure. All right. So there's lots going on here, lots of different ways that, or tell us about the different ways we can learn more about BAO and how to get in touch with you and your program.
Okay. The easiest way to contact us is through BAO@nashville.gov, and that'll give you access to everybody in our office. So we have someone that monitors that mailbox, and they can directly tell you. So if I have a question about certification, if I have a question about a specific contract, we'll navigate that in the mailbox, and you can do the BAO in Nashville. But if you want to reach out to me personally, you can do jeremy.fry@nashville.gov or visit our website.
Okay. Yep, and you can also visit our website at nashville.gov. And if you go into the search bar, it's pretty simple. You can type in Business Assistance Office or even just BAO, and you can find us and reach us that way. And to reach me personally, you can email me at Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, .Washington@nashville.gov.
Very cool. Well, thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And learn more about the BAO, go to their website. The link should be in the description down below. Thank you for listening today. This has been Business as Usual. I'm your host, Corey Frederick, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.